Being a web professional, it's hard work. When you're a freelancer, often you're the only one around and you have to be responsible for all the things. When you finally decide that you're ready to make the move into being an agency, that comes with its own headaches. And I've often wondered, what are the actual differences between being a freelancer and being an agency? Like, is it just the fact that you've got a logo and a brand name instead of just your own name? Is it how you structure your company or your business? Like, what are the real differences? Because it's tough no matter which way you look at it. So I reached out to a friend of mine, Brad Miller, who is the VP of New Client Strategy over at 10UP, to have a bit of a conversation with me about this and ask the question and hopefully get to an answer of what is the difference between being a freelancer and being an agency. You ready? Welcome to Input. Well, thanks, Brad, so much for being here. It's awesome to have you. And you have been around freelancing and agency world for quite a while now. Maybe you could just start by telling us a little bit about how you got started and what your journey has been like.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks, James, for having me on. I'm excited to share who I am. My name is Brad Miller. I'm the Vice President of New Client Strategy at 10UP. How I got there was kind of an interesting sort of path. I've done freelance. I've worked corporate America, worked for digital agencies, been around for that. But I actually started out, my whole sort of career came from when I was doing music initially in St. Louis, Missouri. I was on a little small record label where I was recording music. And while I was doing music, I was actually doing freelance work because I liked design. I designed t-shirts. I was designing stuff for my own band, all of that fun stuff. And what I quickly realized was, man, I could make much more money doing that than what I'd done with the music. And so what had actually happened was this guy had reached out to me and said, hey, I need to build a website. And I was like, oh, okay, sweet. Yeah, I can help you. I didn't tell him what I was charging yet because I didn't know what he was wanting. And you know, he said, well, how much do you think that all this is going to cost? And I, before I opened my mouth, I was about to say between $500,000. He's like, well, I got a budget of $5,000. And I was like, in my mind, I'm thinking, holy cow, that is a lot more than what I've been charging people. And of course, I'm like, yes, that's going to be totally doable. We can do that for $5,000. And that is right when it clicked. I was like, man, I could do this on my own, freelance, consulting, building, like making websites for people, helping people with like digital needs and make a lot of money doing it. And I'm like, music was my hobby. This is a career. And so I started, you know, charging more and doing more there. And basically I took my first job in St. Louis area. It was actually Swansea, Illinois. It was Monster Commerce. And that's where I kind of kicked things off of like my entry level doing web design. And while I was doing that, I was also continuing to do music and still doing freelance work and whatnot. But that's where it all started. And so then I left there and went to another agency in St. Louis. I would say it was a smaller team, but more agency work, sort of understanding that. But during that process, I was like, I can do this on my own. And so I spent so much time learning and reading about like taxes and what I needed to do for expenses and stuff. And that was really like a lot of my training and just real world experience. And so, yeah, after a couple failed attempts of trying to get something off the ground, at Monster Commerce is where I met my former business partner of Lyft UX. And I said, hey, I'm looking to start an agency and I'm looking for an engineer and somebody, and I noticed you doing WordPress themes. I'd love to put an emphasis on that. And so that's where Lyft UX was born. And so we started Lyft UX, ran it for about 8 years, and it was acquired by 10UP in 2010. I led that acquisition. And yeah, I haven't looked back since. So now I'm helping out with new client strategy at 10UP and focused on growth and expansion. But it started with freelance, right? Mm. Like that's where it all started, and moved into the agency world.
And a moment of full disclosure here, in that I actually worked for you at Lyft UX doing some theme design work for a very small stint. It was a couple of weeks, a little bit of a project when I was freelancing. So
yep.
That's I do remember that's where we first met.
That was fun. We did have a good time. I will say, like, theming was challenging because the market was pretty saturated. There was a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And so I think if you could market your product, and that's one of the reasons why with UpThemes, I'm pretty sure Chris had sort of forked something else when he was building that. But we were, when we started that UpThemes sort of settings, you know, thing that we had, that was a selling point to it. And so that was kind of what we were trying to base everything around. But WordPress changed, you know, like so many things changed, and the customizer came into play. And you know, all that stuff was kind of growing. And so, but what we had saw and what I learned was that, man, consulting and helping like companies like EMC Network made us more money than the themes did. Now, the themes did make us some cash there for a while, but it was a lot of extra work. It was like a maintenance thing. We had to do a lot. And I was like, I can get $150,000 to $250,000 website deal and focus on that as opposed to, you know, so that was like, I was like, Chris, we have to put our eggs in this basket. Not all of them, but we need to focus here. And that's what we did. And it was a success for us.
You know, it's interesting that you say that because I think a lot of people go the opposite route where they might start with the agency doing those $5,000 jobs or those $1,000 jobs. And from there, start to discover that they've got actually the foundations for a blueprint that they could then repurpose to sell to, you know, customers as opposed to clients.
Yeah.
And from there, that becomes the foundational piece of their business. And
yeah.
stabilizes their cash flow and gives them, you know, a bit of runway to look at as well.
Well, I will say there were a couple of things that Up Themes really kind of came through in clutch. Like when we sold it, that was a really great time because we were actually transitioning to some larger customers and it was like, man, this infusion of cash that allowed us to kind of hire. We brought on some more people. So it was a really great opportunity there, but you're right. Basecamp did that, their whole business. They were an agency and they built a project management tool that then they were like, people could use this. And then they sold it. So it's like, I believe in that. So, you know, don't get me wrong. If anybody's, you know, thinking they want to focus on more product, the way we were made up, we were made up to do consulting and that's where I was strong at. And on the product, I think that's where Chris and I had the vision on and how we were, where we were going with the company. But we kind of got through that. But I agree, there are paths that you could take. So I don't disagree with that. But that's the one we took.
Now, it's interesting. So you started out as a freelancer doing those projects. You went to other agencies and did work there. Do you think that's often the path a lot of people take, is where they will start by working for an agency and then decide to jump off and do their own thing and go freelance?
Yeah, so we saw a lot of that, and everybody's different. I think everybody wants security. Everybody wants to. Some people like the rush of like kind of doing things on their own, and I was a little bit of both. I had kids, I had a wife, and I'm like kind of want a paycheck. and like with freelance, you're like, I could get a big paycheck and then not have one for a month and a half.
Yeah.
But if you're good with managing your cash and being able to kind of put money away. A lot of people don't know this, but one of the things I set out, and I, you know, Chris doesn't even know this, but one of the things I set out was I had a goal to put, you know, a whole year and a half worth of salary away. Wow. When I started Lyft UX with Chris, I literally said, hey, for me to do this, this is where I need to be. And I want to be able to make some income. And so I remember when I first got that money that hit that goal. And it was like, wow, I did it. I set out what I wanted to do so that I could be on my own, so that I had that extra runway. So if there was no work for a year, I would be fine. Mm. And that's what I set. And I know my wife felt really happy about that, me putting that effort in to do that. But, you know, going freelance is you obviously financially, you want to make sure you're in a good place. But like when you work for an agency, it's kind of nice because you put a lot of that, I would say, effort into being worried about where cash is going. Are you going to be able to make payroll if you have employees? Those are real challenges when you're doing things on your own. But again, as a freelancer, your payroll is your payroll. So, and you decide where you want to go, right? Like in what you want to work on. So, and that's one thing, the difference with agencies is like, if we hire a contractor, it's like, we don't control when they work. We say, here's what we need to get done. This is what we need done by. You're responsible to get that done if we hire you to do that. As a freelancer, you control your own schedule. But I think that's what's great about 10UP. And I'll plug us. This is a little selfish plug, but we're a fully distributed company. And so one of the things that's great about 10UP is that people have the luxury of moving their schedules around and kind of working in different schedules. We try to work with the customer a bit or best we can. But that is one thing I would say the difference is you're going to control your schedule a little bit more and your finances.
I think you're navigating well to sort of the thing that I was hoping we'd talk a little bit about today, which was the big differences between an agency and a freelancer. Because I think in some ways you can have a one person agency and you can also just be a freelancer. Yeah. So like, I guess my question for you really is, what do you see as the big differences between one versus the other? Like, is it a mindset thing? Is it like the way that you set yourself up either as an individual or a brand? Like, how would you differentiate when somebody is an agency or something's an agency versus just a freelancer?
Yeah, that's a great question. Where my head goes is basically the brand. You could either be Brad Miller or you could be Brad's Chop Shop. You know, obviously my name might still be in it, but at the end of the day, you're building something that you feel you could hand to another person to run, right? And my thought is, when you build an agency and you grow to a point where you feel like this is something I've grown, a brand that someone else could manage while I sit back, obviously not just letting everybody do their work, but like basically take a step back and say, let me handle more of the leadership, not working in the business, but on it. Right. And I think the difference between a freelancer and that is that a freelancer, the buck stops with you. Same thing with the agency. If you own it, the buck stops with you, but you could hire people to take over that workload. Right. So I think that's where I see the division mostly, but they're very similar in the way that you still get a paycheck. Taxes are a little differently. You can work up some things. Like, one thing that I always tried to do with LiftUX was I wanted to get us close to like a 401k match thing, because there was tax benefits to being able to do that. And, you know, we never got there. We were trying to, but like one thing was like, I was like, how can we do this where we can match? And then we take a reduction on the taxes. We're putting more money in for ourselves as well, because we were an employee and there was things around that. So it's like little things like that we were trying to do. With a freelancer, like a freelance person, you know, you absolutely could probably look at different things. And I'm no CPA. We hired people for that. But that is one thing I saw as a difference, is there's freelance where you're running it and you're responsible for all the work. And then there's agency where you can grow up the brand and like bring other people in. And it's not just you. It's the team. That's kind of how I look at the division of it.
That's interesting. So one thing you said that really resonated with me is the difference between a freelancer and an agency is a freelancer is working in it, and an agency, when you're a leader, you're working on it. That's quite a powerful statement. And then there's all the other things that go into it as well, I think, right? Like when I think about my own journey as a freelancer and then, you know, starting up my agency, it's exactly as you say. Part of it is that brand, right? You are saying, this is more than me. This is me plus plus. And and that part is where you bring in other people. Or even if you're not in a place financially yet where you can do that, you're planning for that and you're thinking that way.
I love the idea of a team. Being a freelancer was great. Like, trust me, there was times where I knocked out a freelance deal. I worked with the university to help them with the UX strategy and content strategy and user mapping. I did it all myself. It was like a $20,000 payout. Like, just literally, like, that was awesome to get that money and put that aside. And so it's like little things like that. People might say, I'd rather do that. I'd rather I kind of do my own thing. I stay in my swim lane. It's all good. But I love the idea of like getting together with a team and saying, hey, what do you think? Like, okay, you take this part, you take this part, I'll knock out this part. Or, hey, I'm going to work on, you know, landing this new client. You all tackle the UX design of it, you know, and there was something about that. It's kind of like a nice dance, you know, and I enjoyed the camaraderie of it. I enjoyed the team aspect of it. And that's, to me, again, I feel like when I see it starting an agency, you're looking to try to build like-minded individuals or people that make you stronger so that you can make a bigger brand. And then everybody can, you know, have a piece of the pie in some way.
So if you're in the position where you've been working for a while, you've got some runway saved up, and you're ready to start thinking about transitioning maybe from freelancer to an agency, what does that look like? Or how do you know when the right time is to make that transition?
Yeah, that's a great question. So for me, it was a little different because I was actually doing freelance while I was working in a full-time job. And, you know, the plan was like, hey, I could still do this, like, as long as I'm not, you know, getting too exhausted, which there were times where I was getting so busy. And that was my decision. That's when I said, man, I'm so busy right now. And I have so much work coming in that I really think I need to supplement by just going full-time freelance and leaving that other job. And so I was in the process of making that happen. And what happened with me, though, is there was three projects that were all lining up And literally I got no's on all of them in like the same week. And it was so like detrimental to me because I didn't want to dip into my savings. I wanted to use that work to keep me going, right? And then not have to jump into that nest egg, right? That savings that I was talking about. And so I was like, dang it. So my decision was, as soon as I had consistent customers that were going to be bringing in monthly revenue for at least a period of 3 to 6 months, that was when I was going to make the decision. Well, that went away. And that's when I said, you know what? I need to find a business partner. I need to work with someone who we can work together to help two people bringing in new projects and things that would benefit us. And so that was my decision, was when I could have the support system in place to have other people that could help kind of do some of the work and share the workload, basically. And so it was one, financially, making sure I had that runway that you mentioned. And then two, having me feeling good about the support system and then having some consistent clients. From like going freelance part-time to full-time to an agency, that was kind of like the process of what I went through.
We're sort of coming to the end now of our time together. And I guess the place to leave off is, if you could share a couple of tips or some things based on your experience now. You've not only run an agency, you've sold it off, and now you're working for one of the top agencies, I would argue, in the WordPress ecosystem. So you've had some time, around the track, so to speak. What would you want to pass on to people who are maybe starting an agency or freelancing now at the beginning of their journey?
So I would say the biggest thing is, you know, being some fiscal responsibility and like putting some money away. I know a lot of people would say like when you leave a job, you get like a PTO payout and stuff like that. Like when I got that, I put that directly in the bank, like, and just left it. Cause I'm like, in my mind, I think, oh, I could go buy a new couch or a new bed that I want. But I think the big thing for me was I wanted to make sure that I could have that runway so that I could get to a point where I feel like now I'm in a position where I can actually focus on those things. And if I ever need to dip into that, I wouldn't be so stressed because it's like, it's there. So I would say a big tip is putting some money away is super important. I would also say like investing that is also good too, especially if you're not going to touch it and it's sitting somewhere. I always feel like that's a big thing. The other thing is be nice to people. You know, you never know who's going to be on the next project or, you know, have something that you're going to be working on. You're like, oh, wow, we did not get along on that last project. And I said something I was frustrated about. And now I'm working with them again. They might very well be able to communicate to somebody that, hey, you know, we had a little run in that could impact, you know, where things are going. So I would say always be kind because you never know. It's a small world in the WordPress industry, you know, like in the WordPress agency realm. So we're going to have paths that cross. And that's something I always say. It's very important that you be kind to everybody. And then I would say my third tip is probably just not only, you know, being fiscal and being kind to people, but I would say just being yourself and being confident. One thing that I've always struggled with was my confidence early on in life, just because I had a lot with just, you know, home life and stuff that I had to work through as a kid. And I would probably say just authority was a problem for me because I lost my dad early on in life. And I think I was a little bit of a disturber, you know, and I would say once you get to a point where you feel like more confident about yourself and you can put that energy into like your work and everybody's helpful. If you truly are nice to people and you ask for the help, people, especially in WordPress, will help. If you reach out and say, hey, I have this question, you built this plugin and I wanted to get some help on it. We have a customer who's looking at it. People will jump to say, yeah, happy to help. So I would say that that's probably the biggest thing is be confident in yourself is a big one.
I like that. And I can't help but agreeing. You know, I think, Brad, you and I are a great example of that. We worked together very, very briefly close to 10 years ago, right? And here we are now 10 years later. And
you haven't aged a bit, man. It's crazy. What's your secret? Is there a cream? Is there a cream I need?
No, I wish. It's the gray hairs that you don't see.
I'm getting them in my beard a little bit.
I think you're absolutely right, though. The fiscal one's an interesting one. One of the things I find I keep telling my son, especially lately, is you know, he gets really flustered and frustrated and makes mistakes. And I keep telling him, slow down, calm down, make wise choices.
That's great.
That financial stability gives you that capacity to slow down, right?
Yeah.
You're not saying yes to every project just because it's revenue coming in the
yes.
door, right?
Yes.
You're able to take a longer view of the types of projects and clients that you work with, and also yep. assess even team members and people that you're going to work with. And it frees you up to make some wiser choices yeah. maybe than you might yeah. otherwise do.
You know, if I might add, I'll add one story to that. We had a customer that we worked with, and I won't say names just because I'd be respectful and kind, but mm-hmm. we had someone who was a little rough with one of our employees, you know, verbally. Mm-hmm. And we said, we're not working with you anymore. We were financially in a position where it's like, we don't need your business mm-hmm. and we don't need that attitude. We don't need that. So we would rather to say like the, for us to continue our relationship, this person has to go. And I know that's strong words, but I think that's what's important to make sure it's all inclusive as well, is like we want people to feel comfortable working. And that's something that was very important to us. We did that. And the reason we were able to make that decision was because we felt comfortable. We had the financial backing, and I wasn't worried about it. And so like, if we would have been in a situation where we're like, man, our business is going to go under, I have to make a hard decision for that person to say, suck it up. That could have impacted me. Right. On a legal perspective too. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's the thing I would say. It's very important to keep that as a forefront. So
that's it for us for right now, Brad. Thank you so much for being here. Is there any final thoughts or any projects you're working on at 10UP that you're launching that you'd like to give a little bit of a shout out about?
I would say, like, you know, 10UP is hiring. We're always hiring. I think there was always something like we put, I think it was somebody had a website up that was like, is 10UP yeah. hiring? It was just yes.
Yeah.
We're always hiring. It's too funny. But yeah, we're definitely looking for some great folks to help us on the engineering side. You know, I would definitely plug that. But yeah, no major announcements of right now in regards to like any new products and things. But I'd definitely say we're definitely looking for some engineering help and actually UX and design. So that's another thing that's growing. So if you're interested in working for an agency of 250 plus, fully distributed, we're there. But yeah, no, thank you, James, so much for having me over, man. Hopefully I wasn't too long winded, but, it's been great chatting with you and catching up, but we got to do this more often. Maybe yes. when the camera's not rolling too, that's
absolutely
that's cool too.
That'd be good. All right. Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Brad.
Awesome. Thanks.
I mean, I could have spoken to Brad for hours. He's just a wealth of information and experience and has been on the freelancer and agency journey for a long time. But we're out of time, and I'm sure we'll have Brad back again to talk more about agency life in another episode. But if there's one thing he said that I'm taking away, it's when he talked about the difference between a freelancer and an agency being that a freelancer is somebody who's working in their business, and in an agency, you know, as a leader, you're working on your business. It's a subtle difference, but it's something I'm going to take away and reflect on. I'd love to hear what you're reflecting on and any thoughts and feedback you have about this episode of Input. Please make sure to leave a comment and let us know what you think. As always, if you like this video, make sure to click that like button and please consider subscribing. It helps us out a lot, and we'd just love to have more of you on the journey with us. That's it for me for this time around. We'll see you next time.